He snatched the robe from me and harangued the men, telling them I knew not what. But whatever he said made them stop, and Ragnar then put an arm around my shoulders and took me to a dais at the side of the hall and gestured I should climb up to it. An old man was eating alone there. He was blind, both eyes milky white, and had a deep-lined face framed by grey hair as long as Ragnar's. He heard me clamber up and asked a question, and Ragnar answered and then walked away.
"You must be hungry, boy,"
the old man said in English. I did not answer. I was terrified of his blind eyes.
"Have you vanished?"
he asked.
"Did the dwarves pluck you down to the underearth?"
"I'm hungry," I admitted.
"So you are there after all,"
he said. "And there's pork here, and bread and cheese and ale. Tell me your name." I almost said Osbert, then remembered I was Ortrud. "Ortrud," I said.
"An ugly name," the old man said. "But my son said I was to look after you, so I will. But you must look after me too. You could cut me some pork."
"Your son?" I asked.
"Earl Ragnar," he said, "sometimes called Ragnar the Fearless. Who were they killing in here?"
"The king," I said, "and a priest."
"Which king?"
"Osbert."
"Did he die well?"
"No."
"Then he shouldn't have been king."
"Are you a king?" I asked.
He laughed. "I am Raven," he said. "And once I was an earl and a warrior. But now I am blind, so I am no use to anyone. They should beat me over the head with a cudgel and send me on my way to the netherworld."
I said nothing to that, because I did not know what to say.
"But I try to be useful,"
Raven went on, his hands groping for bread.
"I speak your language, and the language of the Britons, and the tongue of the Vents, and the speech of the Frisians, and that of the Franks. Language is now my trade, boy, because I have become a skald."
"A skald?"
"A skop, you would call me. A poet, a weaver of dreams, a man who makes glory from nothing and dazzles you with its making. And my job now is to tell this day's tale in such a way that men will never forget our great deeds."
"But if you cannot see," I asked, "how can you tell what happened?"
Raven laughed at that. "Have you heard of Odin? Then you should know that Odin sacrificed one of his own eyes so that he could obtain the gift of poetry. So perhaps I am twice as good a skald as Odin, eh?"
"I am descended from Woden," I said.
"Are you?"
He seemed impressed, or perhaps he just wanted to be kind.
"So who are you, Uhtred, descendant of the great Odin?"
"I am the elder man of Bebbanburg," I said. And that reminded me I was fatherless, and my defiance crumpled, and to my shame I began to cry. Raven ignored me as he listened to the drunken shouts and the songs and the shrieks of the girls who'd been captured in our camp and who now provided the warriors with the reward for their victory. And watching their antics took my mind off my sorrow, because in truth I'd never seen such things before, though God be thanked I took plenty of such rewards myself in times to come.